Now, referral lists for detox and rehabilitation programmes are rising due to a shortage of recovery beds. That's according to the homeless and addiction charity Merchants Quay Ireland. And last year, in just a four-month period alone, Merchants Quay got more than 140 calls from people looking for addiction support through their residential programme on a County Carlo farm. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, visited the farm to explore more about the demand for recovery.
There's a plot of land in County Carlo that oozes calm. Even the chickens here are low-key. St. Francis Farm, run by Merchants Quay Ireland, offers medically supervised drug-free detoxification and rehabilitation programmes to people all over the country. The problem is accessing the service, as the CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland, Eddie Mullins, explains.
We have 10 detox beds here and we have 13 recovery beds. But the reality is, if we doubled our accommodation in the morning, we still wouldn't meet the demand that is out there. So our referrals are so big that we just cannot. We can have a throughput of approximately 100 people every year, and we could put 250 people through if we had the accommodation. So that's how short we are of recovery beds. And that's replicated across the country. So Merchants Quay or Coolmine or any of the other organisations have the same difficulties in relation to the numbers of people who are looking for recovery.
And for the majority of those who managed to get a referral onto the farm, the programme works. It worked for Tommy Long, who arrived in 2018 with a heroin addiction.
I'll never forget it coming up here in the car. It was one of the toughest spins I ever had in my life. And when I got here and just got into detox, it was like, whew, it was like a weight taken off my shoulders, you know. And I felt safe for the first time in a very, very long time. And it started from there then, you know.
Tommy went from being a person in addiction to one that thrived on the farm. The worry about getting drugs was gone. He embraced his detox programme. Suddenly, everything was manageable.
It was the best thing I ever done in my life, was getting into treatment.
So when you move on, is that difficult? And how did you get on with aftercare and all that?
I was so scared. I was going back to my area, where I got everything. People I used, where I was going back to all that. And it was scary. So when I got back, a lot of my friends were through here. And a lot of them were clean and for a couple of years at the time. And I reached out to them and I started going to meetings, and I was hungry for my recovery at the time coming out of here. After a couple of months, I got to work, and I kept myself busy. This place saved my life.
Working on a farm was new to Tommy, but learning to grow vegetables, take care of animals and to cook is part of the programme under the guidance of farm manager Nora Burgess.
Some people have never been in a country setting. So, even where does a carrot come from? And why is it crooked? All that sort of thing crops up. And so then, having fed themselves with their own, the food that they've minded along the way, to just get a good sense of for themselves, and it's all part of the growth and looking after themselves and leaving the old life behind.
But creating a new life is also difficult for those who've completed their treatment programmes in the midst of a housing crisis, according to Eddie Mullins.
We don't release people into unsupported emergency accommodation because we know that that's not the right environment for a person who's fragile. So that's why we keep people here longer than we should. And by doing that, it prevents us from taking more people in.
The recent Citizens' Assembly recommended more targeted recovery programmes towards drug addiction, but referral lists continue to grow. Tommy Long says those in need of treatment should not be deterred.
There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Recovery's there for everyone, but you have to want it. You have to put in the work, because this is not easy. If this was easy, everyone would be clean. You're going to have your battles, but never, ever give up. Never, ever give up.
A positive message there from Tommy Long, ending that report from Alva Keneally.